cliffcentral.com. Let me pull this down. Candace, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you doing? Are you alive?
Yeah.
Barely. Barely breathing.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been going on holidays and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, other people are living their best lives. I'm telling you. Literally ever.
I'm telling you.
But, you know, I think we're going to get into that because, I mean, you and I are just stuck in Joburg while other people are living their best lives.
I mean.
But if you didn't know, you're still on CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So I worked on that the entire weekend. You know when you work on like a science project the entire weekend, and you get to school and like the whole thing just like falls over?
Yeah, and they're like, nah, it's a flop.
That's exactly how I felt right now. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. I don't want anyone to know what everyone thinks of that. What I do want to know is... Craig,
I'm
how
so
did you...
sorry.
I'm
sorry. You seem so disappointed, my babe. I'm sorry. We can always come back to it.
And yeah. I worked so hard on that thing. Anyway, so I want to find out with people that are living much better lives than Lesotho. Craig, how are you?
No, I'm alright. Not too bad. Not too bad.
Are you good?
Although I'm struggling to hear myself. Am I on?
Is it okay? Let me find. Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah.
Is that better?
It's a bit better, yeah.
I mean, because if Craig can't hear himself, I mean, it's
a problem.
Like, why are we even breathing?
It's fair line. Nothing like that.
It's fair line. Why are we dying?
It's not that deep.
How are you?
Relaxed. Too relaxed. Jet lag, but good.
Do you know I've never had jet lag?
I don't even know what that means. I've never experienced it.
You've never had the luxury of experiencing
I've never had the luxury of ever knowing what cravings. That's life goals for me. Imagine.
No, it happens.
Goals, guys. It
happens. So explain to us, Craig, what is jet lag? So we can at least, when we're talking to our friends,
we can sound smart.
We can lie confidently.
I think, you know, it just depends. Some people get jet lag just by flying to Cape Town because of the different atmosphere, different, you know, phase, different lifestyle. You know, basically when you're flying and you move to a different environment, different time zone, you sort of feel tired, overwhelmed, and you just want to, don't even want to get out of bed. Like, it was a struggle for me to come here today because I had a three-legged flight all the way from Zanzibar to Tanzania to Ethiopia to South Africa and still made it to Cliff Central.
Well done. Yeah, well done on managing all of that.
Why did you struggle? I mean, you don't want to hang out with us. What's going on? I don't know. I'm reading things
in
between
there. I
think
he's over us.
No, not even. I think it's a struggle because, you know, when you're from holiday and you just think, you're thinking, oh my goodness, I have to go see the life. I have to go back to Joburg. It's a struggle. It's a struggle for anybody.
But I'm sure you had the time of your life.
But I love you guys too much. I mean, that's why we're here today.
Course,
that's why we're doing
course.
The most. That's why we're cooking the pots.
Exactly. I can't wait for you to drop the content online.
You know what I mean?
I cannot wait because I saw some snippets and I'm shook. I'm literally gasping for air.
Remember the show that we did like 2 weeks ago about giving it to them? You know, consumerism.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was just that. So, you know, it was an example of that.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when you get back to reality and I didn't just choose any island, I went for an African island. You sort of realize how good we have it in South Africa.
I was actually going to touch on that because you did post something on Instagram where you were like, guys, look at this airport.
I don't think people understand how horrible it is to live in such countries, especially if you're not used to it. It is not the most convenient. It's not necessarily the most posh. And I'm surprised because Les travels all the time. You know, he travels to African places all the time, and he's never mentioned a word about how, you know, he was just giving, waiting for me to be surprised.
Yeah, but then again, you and Les are two very different people.
Yeah.
He's less inclined to comment on things like that. You're a more like fancy, out cheer type of person, and you like the finer things.
No, I do. But
so you'll obviously pick up on, because you're used to luxury.
Yeah.
So you'll pick up on that.
I immediately picked up on that, and I said, wow, that's something that I didn't really expect. It's rough out here. And I think it just changes an entire perspective. And that's why I feel like people should actually travel and see how other people are actually doing. Because there is a reason why we're seen as the economy of Africa. Now I understand. It's quite practical to me. Because, you know, when they're mentioned in a textbook, you don't really get it. But when you travel out there, when you go to Ethiopia, Nairobi, Kenya, it is quite, you know, our black brothers still have quite a way to go. For some, it's quite hopeless. But, you know, you just, you know. As long as you know.
So you pretty much had a shock encounter.
Shock encounter.
So let's find out what's the last shock encounter that you had, Candace, that you can recall?
Myself in any form.
In any form. What was the last time you were shocked? What was the last time you gasp for air.
I was actually going to make a dirty joke.
Go for it.
Let's be professional for once in my life. Let me think about this. When was the last time I was actually shook as if? I think I can't think of anything right now. Come back to me, guys.
You're just like never shocked?
No, there's nothing that can shock me. I'm usually the shock factor. I'm usually getting everyone shook.
Oh, wow.
You know?
This is actually very true. So you know what, right? So with me, it's the little things that actually get me. And I want to play this really quick clip that I found the other day, literally just randomly. And it took me back to a conversation we were having, I think we were having lunch at Craig's place.
Yeah.
But I want you guys to listen to this and let me know what you think, right?
All right.
Just let me know if you relate. Just let me know what you think.
Hi, I'm Sydney. There's two things you should know about me. My socks rarely, if ever, match, and I have this habit of looking at things that interest me for a really long time. So forgive me for staring. I'll probably find you that way. I'll end up burning holes into your t-shirt, and when you turn around, surround the space between us with a frigid silence. Hopefully you'll break the ice. I don't drink milk, but I love ice cream. I'm complicated for no reason, but if you're willing to figure me out, go ahead. In the end, you'll see I'm just like everyone else, trying to figure things out. I'm hella dramatic, but understand that I can't love you if you don't let me, and vice versa. Know that I'm willing to release the vise-like grip my lips have on my teeth and speak to your mental. I want you to know my love in different languages and be able to reiterate my strongest feelings for you. I know that forever is too far to ponder. I'd rather meditate on the moments we have right now. Know if you were here, I would wrap my arms around your waist and attempt to melt into your being. I'd run straight to the very end of you, filling in the lines on your hands and space in your mind. If you were here right now, I would introduce you to the world I've been living in and invite you to be a part of it. One day I hope to kiss you the way I do in my dreams. And before you leave me, breathe in your scent and save it in my fondest memories. I don't know where you are or when I'll meet you, but I hope when you see me, you feel me too.
How'd you feel about that?
She is literally bearing her soul, becoming vulnerable, wanting someone to explore every little intimate being of her. It's a little too deep for me. I'll stop you right there and I'll tell you that much. But I think, Craig, you'll resonate more with these kind of emotions.
No, not even. Not even. I think for me, what I feel is just somebody being themselves and being authentic and sort of writing lyrics that could be resonated by so many other people out there. We're not really necessarily sure whether it is her true self or is it for commercial purposes. Mm-hmm. But however, whatever the reason might be, it works. It especially works if you are, well, in Zanzibar in front of the beach and listen to something like that. You know, it's perfect. So it's something that one can clearly resonate to in terms of being authentic and being genuine. It's okay. Right, quite cool.
Do you know what gets, I don't know, what gets me the most with that clip was, I mean, we all listen to songs that we can relate to, right? But I think with this one, it was literally her writing a letter to the person that she will meet, you know, and she's listing all her flaws and she's listing, you know, what stupid things she does and what doesn't make sense. And it's pretty much a contrast to what we live through right now, right, in our day and age, because right now it's all about look at my page, which is pretty much our personal blog, right?
Pretty
and
much.
This is my life. But I mean, obviously we only highlight the really cool stuff, right? So we don't highlight the lows and the really bad negatives. But with her, I think she was authentic and she rounded it quite well. She rounded it quite nice. Because with a lot of R&B songs, I think like a lot of R&B songs are just a little too romantic. Like,
it's soppy. It's moist.
Like, no, that's not what it means to be in a relationship. I think it's just way too far right. So I think with her, with this one clip, I don't know, it just got me. But it's because I just feel like it was so holistically bound together. But I mean, that's not the world. That's not reality. It's not how it works. Psh, over here, we're all about retweets. We're all about likes. You better do the damn thing. And what we're going to be unpacking pretty much in the next couple of minutes right after a song is around social currency. You know, what does it mean? Is it a real thing? I mean, Candace, what's social currency to you?
Social currency is basically your value online. It's your following, it's your impressions you're making, it's how many people are viewing your page. It's it's consumerism.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. It's every day, look at me, this is what's happening. Like, retweet, repost, reblog, me.
Okay, now after listening to that,
I sound angry. No?
I don't know if I
sound scarred.
You know what? It's because I have a very low following, so maybe I'm a little hurt. I'm actually hurt and I'm touched. Guys, please follow me on Instagreezy. I need y'all on the gram. CAN_COUL.
Nice.
Okay, the first problem right there is the fact that your Instagram name is not captivating enough and it's very difficult to actually get for anybody.
No, you're right.
You see?
But what would you. Okay, give me an example. What should I change it to?
Candy Vixen. Simple. Seriously,
it's no. Actually, that's not that's consumer advice right there.
Yeah. Okay, I can take that. You know I can what take I mean? That.
It's
I'll
quite simple.
That.
It's easy, and if you come out there, I saw this. I mean, the last few days you were showing us ass chicks. So,
some booty.
You know. Anyway, I think for me, social currency is just the ability for you to use social network to your advantage. From any, you're using it from. You're moving from being personal. To it being economical and working,
and
for,
working
you,
for you
in terms of networking, in terms of strategy, in terms of where you want to move in life. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that you are giving people what they want because you know that you're going to get something out of it. It's as simple as that.
Give
it's
the people yeah. what the they people want. Give the people. Okay, you know what? You're 100% and I agree with you. There are some purists who think otherwise, who think it's all fake and pretentious, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to unpack it. We want to see exactly... Social currency, what is it? What can you get from it? When does it become too far left or too far right? And, I mean, if you're trying to break the internet, would you follow the Kim K route? Or would you keep all your clothes on and be famous anyway? So straight after this, this is pretty much Black Liz with his new track with Casper. And we want you to pretty much let that marinate in your mind and we'll come back right after this. CliffCentral.com. But, I don't know, we're talking social currency. We're trying to find out what does it mean, what is social currency, how do you make it work for you, etc., etc. And yeah, I don't know. I think I want to get into it. But before we do, let me just do what I'm supposed to do right over here. 2 seconds. Let me find the right clip. There we go.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, Craig.
Yeah.
So let me know, like, why does Lesego need so much validation? I think Lesego is a problem. I think you're right.
Yeah, Lesego is a problem.
Like, Les always wants, he wants all the likes. He wants social validation. Why?
He wants, you know, he wants corporate validation. He wants money. He wants, you know what I mean? I just think that, you know, for you, it actually means something to you. It's enriching some kind of hole within you. Whether it's a past childhood experience or it's now, somebody made you feel like you're not sufficient, or it's something that's just making you feel like you're moving forward, you're better than others.
I wish you guys could see Lesego's face in studio right now. He's literally like,
yeah, no, but these are problems connected to things that we don't want to unpack.
No, you're dropping facts.
You know what it is? I think it's very important if you have a group of friends to be able to therapeutize, not even a word, each other.
And
right?
It's a word from now on.
You need to talk to each other and be brutally honest and say, listen, like, what's wrong? Like, what happened when you were like two, you know?
Who hurt you?
You know, but I think for me, it is quite ambitious. But, you know, we had a conversation at my place. Obviously, I can't reveal the details, guys. I can't. But I got to realize that there is a drive that drives Lesego, and we understand it's probably from something that happened in the past. So each and every one of us, whatever we do, trust, there is something that's driving us within. You know, it sort of reminds me of that second show that we did about, you know, fill up the dome. Is envy the biggest motivator? Is heartbreak the biggest motivator? Whatever the case might be, but something is driving you to do the most.
Okay, so Candace, what's your big motivator? What's your big drive in general? And then we'll break it down on social media.
My big drive.
Keep it clean. Please.
Well, obviously, I am driven to obviously be the best that I can be. But what drives me?
That is, and such,
I always
boring...
say this. No, no, no. No, let me say this, guys. I always say this, and it's going to sound so cliche and boring because it's Candace. You guys want me to drop some really cool one-liner. But what drives me, and it probably won't make sense to many people, but think about it. What drives me is possibility. That's it. That's what drives me, is the possibility that A, B, C, D, E. That's it. I don't need much. I don't need a pat on the back. I don't need some YouTube video in the morning to make me feel better. What drives me is that it can happen for me.
So that's actually quite interesting, because with me, a lot of the time, I actually need a YouTube video to get me out.
Exactly.
In the morning.
No, you're not alone.
But I've always had a problem with... For me, possibility is... you know, I hate it when... You know, it's possible to get a Ferrari. You know, but will you get a Ferrari? Do you know what I'm saying? I think there's a... And I mean, what inspires you inspires you, and that's cool. But I'm trying to unpack why is possibility such a big thing for a lot of people? You know, there's this whole South Africa alive with possibility. No, it's fine. It's possible, but is it
probable? I don't think it's that frivolous, the way you're making it seem, or sound, rather. It's the fact that born, it can be a thing. So whether it's, you're so far removed from this thing, the fact that it can actually happen, it can happen. That, solely that, is a motivator for me. I speak for myself. And also depends on where you are in your life. But for me right now, possibility is what drives me, is the fact that something could actually happen for me.
So let me ask Craig a question, right? How would you feel if, like, you were 80, right? And you reflect on all the things that could have been possible for you, but you didn't achieve?
I think that's a very deep, broad type of question, because I'm still not even 80, not even halfway there, you know? But what I do, and, you know, just to sort of step away from that, but to answer your question, is that I live my life as it comes with the concept of the fact that I want to be happy. And whatever I do, I must measure up to my level of happiness. My level of happiness, or what I achieve in life, is not necessarily what would make you happy or what would make Candace happy. So that's how I move forward in life. It's the fact that what I do, if taking a flight to Zanzibar or taking a flight to Ethiopia makes me happy, that is will make me happy. You know, you have a different type of drive.
You want someone to tell you, well done. You want a
well
pat on
done.
The back.
You want a
pat on
the
back. That's your drive.
You want numbers. You want
and you're
things
a numbers
to go
guy.
Up.
Numbers don't lie with you. Know? A value proposition.
And that makes you very happy. But if I go to, for example, if I were to go to Les's apartment and I'm seeing there's no white walls, I'm like, I'll never be happy here. You know what I mean? He could probably come to my apartment and be like, but it's too white. I'm not happy. You know what I mean? But he's happy. He's with the numbers, with statistics, with things that are value propositioning him. That's what drives him. But for me, I live my life of adventure. And that's why I get a lot of positive energy from Candace, because I live quite off that a lot.
Okay, so for you at home, I want you to let us in. Just get into the conversation. It's #TheUrbanCultureDrive.
It's just Urban Culture Drive.
Oof, I just got told. Okay, so on Twitter, #UrbanCultureDrive. Drop us. Let us know what drives you.
And it can really be anything, guys.
Yeah.
It can be anything. There's no right or wrong answer.
Of course, Les is going to obviously say no. Candace, what's possibility? Stop with the possibility. But guys, really, anything can drive you. Don't listen to the sky.
Okay, seeing that you've just taken my one line. Okay, let me go to the next one, right? So with all these things that you guys want to do, etc., right? What part does social media play in order to get from A to B? Candace, I want to start with you while you're scrolling.
Exposure. I think it's brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Getting yourself out there. I don't think I would have gotten the show, this Urban Culture Drive gig, if Les didn't see my videos on Instagram. Am I wrong, Lesego? I feel that sort of did have an influence on me being on the show.
It's actually a very good point.
Yeah. I always tell people that's how I got on the show. You saw my videos on Instagram.
That's actually a very good point. Touche.
Yeah.
Craig, what does social media clout mean to you? In terms of being happy and getting from A to B, you know what I mean?
Okay. No, it definitely does contribute a lot in terms of personal growth for me. With social media, I was able to, you know, keep looking the way that I do, looking after myself, which is very important, because if you're not happy with what you look like and who you are, you are never going to make the next person happy. So you won't be a really good or great influencer in life. So I always say that if you want to step on the social media or social media currency game, you need to be happy with who you are. So secondly, I got to meet a lot of people. As my following grew and I got to meet people like Liz, I got to party in probably one of the most fanciest parties that I've ever been to. I got to brand sponsor some brands in South Africa and one international, which was Adidas. So that was really good. That was the economic part of it. But however, as you move right along, you know, right now, I think my followership is okay. I'm about 20,000. When I went to Zanzibar now, I started to ask myself, okay, when I'm taking pictures, who am I doing this for? It must not necessarily feel like a job, because there was a time where it started to feel like work. You know, I had to use social media currency for different things, but, you know, so I had to stop. So the moment that it starts to feel like work and I'm not enjoying myself, then I'm not going to use it.
So you know, the problem is with different, you know, with everything emerging that doesn't have quite guidelines or rules of engagement, is that how do we know? Because, I mean, once it starts feeling like work, then it's no longer a personal blog. You know what I'm saying? You're not exactly blogging what you're doing. So when does it become pretentious? And when is it real? Where does the thin line live?
When you see a wedding like the one that Mini Dlamini and what's Quentin had, that was just social media, you know, a facade. It's not real. You know, everything.
So are you saying that wedding wasn't real?
That wedding was not real. It was paid to look like that. It's social media. It's social currency. It's not. It was a wedding, of course, but it's not real in terms of.
Wow, I didn't know that. Hey, I'm actually shook. But what has shook me.
But think about it.
This is it.
Yeah. No, but if you really think, if you watch something like that, it is just too. It's too gorgeous to be real life. That's not how people meet and fall in love and get engaged. It's too unreal.
Yeah, too many factors.
It's too many facts. You know what I mean? And it's not, you know, we know that, you know, certain brands sponsored it to be the way that it looks like. It's feng shui. But you can just see. I mean, there are just certain things. It wasn't an OPW. It was an OPW on top billing. It's not real.
Okay, fine. I'm glad that you put that in. So I just dragged the producer job into this conversation, because I know that he has some strong opinions when it comes to social media and what it's about and whether what's controlling us, et cetera, et cetera. Job, I mean, what would you consider something being fake on social media? When would you consider it now no longer being real or authentic, but being pretentious and rubbish? Hold on. There we go. Go for it.
Yeah, going back to what Craig just said regarding Mini Dlamini's wedding,
yeah.
I wouldn't say that wasn't real. That was a real wedding, but yes, because of production things, they had to spice it up to make it TV worthy, you know, to sell a fairy tale.
TV but worth is OPW. That was
no,
just
no,
a
no.
Fairy tale.
That's reality. OPW is a reality. It's authentic. That was a fairy tale. I mean, 6 million rands worth of a deal. You need to make it look like a 6 million rand
that's
wedding.
My point. So can
but you can't say million. It's not real. Those people love each other. They got married. They might have spiced up how the wedding looks, but you can't say that's not real.
So can I ask a question then, right? And this has been something that's been very criticized of South Africans, okay? Is that we watch something, and let me drop this. We watch something like OPW, okay? Our Perfect Wedding. Mm. And we mock it. Mm.
Yes.
For a full day.
Yes.
And we mock it, and it's authentic.
Yes.
Right? And it's real. And, you know, when I go to a wedding, anyone in my family, when you go to a wedding, anyone in your family, that's exactly what you see. Mm-hmm. Okay? And yet we have something like Mini Dlamini's wedding, right? Which we think is not real, right? Which we criticize because of its unauthenticness, but yet we praise it on social media. So what is social media doing to us as a people?
Now you understand my problem. So the fake stuff is considered real. The real stuff is considered not adequate.
So basically, our reality is not adequate for ourselves.
Yeah, we actually hate ourselves. We really don't like ourselves. And that's why you see designers from like these high-end designers in the States that use African print, or they use the whole Basutu blanket vibe.
Yeah.
And then there's Wakanda. Fake outrage on Twitter, and people are like, stop stealing our shit, stop stealing our shit. Wait, no, when last did you wear that blanket? Inklik. And you know that bag?
Yeah.
That checkered bag?
Yeah,
with the plaid stripes?
Yeah, yeah.
Keke, I think her name is Palmer. Keke Palmer. She's an actress in the States, pretty famous. She was rocking one at a fashion week. And people were like, oh, they're stealing our designs. Where are you going to carry that thing to? Inklik. You have it in abundance. They sell it in small street for
and, five. And even if you do carry it, everybody mocks you for carrying
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But you know, funny thing, just to sidetrack a bit, apparently now, supposedly, those African prints and the Basutu blankets and whatnot, apparently they're not even African patterns. Somewhere it was said, I'm not sure how true that is.
No, we don't care.
It's from Europe.
We don't care.
That's nonsense.
No, everything's from Africa, guys. Everything's from Africa. Everything.
Nonsense. So hence authenticity is also from Africa.
Itself is from, people are from Africa.
Yeah.
People are from Africa. No, I hear. So, you know, so for me, it still goes back to the question is to say that, what is the purpose of social media clout? What does it do? You know? And I want to talk to this very philosophically, because yes, you can make money out of it. Yes, you can do a lot of things out of it. But if I were to get Candace now, and let's say Candace has about 1,000 followers on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. And I get her twin, and her twin has 20,000 followers. Does it change the lifestyle? What does it do?
Okay, wait.
What does it do? Like, what is
What's the value of social media clout?
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Will having 50,000 more followers make you
changes
happy?
For goal?
I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not going to slightly move me. Having 50,000 followers, it's going to make me feel good. But will I feed off it? Nah. But it's quite nice. I'm not going to lie.
But that's a contradiction, Candace. If it makes you feel good, that means to a degree you are feeding off
it. Okay. Let me break it down. If you are an influencer,
yeah,
that means you're a trendsetter. People follow you.
Yeah,
surely.
But, yeah,
even the most modest person will tell you it's a nice feeling when someone actually
that's the answer I'm looking for.
Impersonates you and wants to be like you. That's nice.
That's the answer I'm looking for. Instead of saying so, it does make me feel good, but I'm not going to feed off it, because you do feed off it. It does feel good. You feeling good about a large group of people following you and looking at your life and taking notes about it. Is you feeding from it, if it feels good?
Yeah, look, if I had 50,000 followers right now, I can't obviously speak right now, but if I did have 50,000 followers, I'm not saying that I'm going to hate it.
Yes.
It's going to be quite fun because I'll be bowling.
All right, Craig?
No, I hear what you're saying, but I just think that I would say that it just honestly depends on you as an individual, what your objectives are. Mm. And in general, it does change quite a lot out of you. To have more followers actually means that there's something that you're doing that is sort of influencing other people. It also, you're sort of sending a message out there that other people are clearly, you know, that are clearly not aware of, and that they're, you know, you're engaging to the masses, which is actually quite beautiful. Because if you really think about it, it means that you have sort of the power to send out good or bad vibes out there to the world, you know?
So there's a lot of power that comes with it.
There's a lot of influential power.
That's the truth.
You know, for example, if I were to think about my workouts in general, I go on my Explore page and I look at a hashtag, or I look at some of my followers or the ones that I'm following. They, you know, we tell each other what we should do. This is what I'm working on now. And I go and do exactly the same thing. And pow, 6 weeks later, I look great. So there is an element of power that comes with it.
So can I ask a question then, right? Because now, this thing is a bit of a double-edged sword, okay? Because especially in South Africa, a lot of celebrities have been criticized because the life that they portray and the life that they live are not the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? It's not uncommon in South Africa to be famous but broke.
Yes.
It's a real thing. And when guys get put on blast on it, all of a sudden people are in their feelings. Yet you're here painting me a picture about you traveling wherever, and you fail to mention that you did not even buy that ticket. Or you fail to mention that the car you're driving is rented. Or you fail to mention that the house that you're taking pictures in is not even your house. So why are you upping your feelings if you're trying to impress something that's not real? And when you get caught out, all of a sudden, now you have something to say about it.
Why are you upping your feelings that I'm juting you?
Because you're selling a dream.
Surely I can do whatever the fuck I want to do
you
on
can.
My social media.
But you're like selling a lot.
Even if I'm juting, it's fine.
Yeah?
It's fine.
But you know what? I hear you, Lesorone, and that's to each his own.
Yeah.
If I want to live the life I want to live, it's fine. Yeah. It's my platform. That I get. But to go back to your question of what value does social media cloud give you? So it's from what I'm getting from both Candace and Craig, it's essentially a feeling. It's a good feeling. Nothing else.
You know what it is? It's the power to make someone feel a certain way.
So it's right? a feeling.
Yeah. And let me go back to my childish philosophy. You know, in Spider-Man, they say with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes.
Right? So, and that's why, you know, with me, as a banker, I just sit back, you know, and I smile to myself because I see what's being posted, but I know exactly what the realities are, right? But the thing is, with this much influence, okay, if you're going to influence 100 different people to drink Herbalife, and Herbalife does not work for you,
then what? What must?
Then you deserve every single backlash that comes your way.
Okay, hold on. No, do you think Herbalife is going to approach?
Okay, wait. Let's not name shame.
No. I was never gonna name someone.
No, I'm saying
a brand wants to align themselves.
Yeah.
So they're gonna look at that. They're gonna look at the perfectly fit. So Craig,
no.
Mapanga. Those are the brands that Herbalife and all of these USN shandies would want to align themselves with.
Now you're tapping into the crux of the question.
Me? What does maybe Herbalife would want to align with me. I mean, not Herbalife. Oh, no. Yeah. I'm thinking, no. Wait. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. You know the brand that would want to align with me? Herbix.
I get you.
That was a self-roast. Oh my
God. No,
but if it works for you, you can take that and use it to your advantage. I mean, for example, it's like people that represent Pepsi. It's not like people really drink Pepsi. Mm.
This is very true.
You know? Mm. It's just because you have a certain image or a certain look. You know? If you are someone that uses, you know, you juice up a lot, you buff up, you know, you look sexy, they're definitely going to have a life and USN will definitely want to because they want you to sell a dream that's what you... So you can coin it.
So social media is all about selling dreams, basically. If you can sell the dream, you're a salesperson, and you look good, and your friends have really nice cars, you're in it.
But what is the value proposition of, as Lesero would say, of selling the dream? Like, I can get you are selling the dream, you have 50,000 followers, you have 20,000 followers. Is it just about people following you and you feeling good about it, or are you translating that into money?
Do you know what I think?
Are you monetizing that followership?
You know what I think it is? You know, back in high school,
yeah,
when everybody wanted to be popular,
mm-hmm.
like that was the big thing. Like, I want to be popular. So then everybody did sports, and the guy that was the best in sports was the most popular guy in school. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you have that ego where you walk around, you're like, yeah, I'm that guy. I scored that goal. I win those. You know, I think it's that same type of mentality.
So it's a popularity contest.
It's a popularity contest. That's all I see it being. The same feeling that you get being popular is the same feeling that you get being popular on social media, because all you've done now is, instead of trying to be popular in a school of 1,000 kids, now it's the world.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if I were to take it to extremes, I'm going to give you an example. Kifibu, you know, Kifi Lomabodi.
Yeah. Love that girl.
She's now on the front cover of Cosmopolitan, that's the influencer issue.
You know,
it's literally people that are just that have high following and that have actually managed to score from social media. You have people like Boiti. Boiti, honestly, guys, Boiti made an entire career out of social media. You know,
that Craig is exactly what I'm talking about. So if you want to have social media clout, then use it to cash in. What's the purpose of having, like, you talked about two prominent people, like on social media, who some of us got to know through social media, and they're cashing in. She's also in sales, car sales, or whatnot. You know,
she's
been cashing in on a number of things because of social media, and she's using social media to help to her benefit. So my point is, it's fine, let's have a popularity contest,
okay,
but let it translate into something that I can make a living off.
Okay, can I say something, Joby?
Mm-hmm.
I don't work for Stats SA,
mm-hmm.
But what I will say is that probably 90% of these high following handles and pages are monetizing on it. Do you understand? They're cashing in on... No, I doubt.
90% is too much of a high number.
Okay, 68.
I think 40 or 30. Because you look at these pages. Now, I did the research and I went... You go to social media, you look at these high follower pages and you will scroll through like 100 or 200 posts and you won't even see one brand.
Mara, maybe one Kishabu tag. Without branding.
Yeah, but you see, so it's not a 90% thing. What I'm saying is... Bona, to each their own. I really have no problem with that. But I just want to understand, Nwoti, why is it that in the society that we're living in, that is sort of, because if you're on Instagram, it's sort of materialistic. Why are you not using what is already working for you to sustain your lifestyle?
I think that, you know, to each is their own. Like, yeah. There's sometimes I'm okay. Like, you know, I've done this brand influencing gig. It's a hell of a lot of work. There are times where I just want to sleep. I don't want to go to gym. I don't want to do anything. But I am called to say, hey, 7 o'clock, we want that high resolution. Sometimes you just don't want that. So sometimes it's just like, you know, I've done it. I'm cool. I just want to live my best life. And I want people to see that I'm living my best life.
Candice, living your best life?
I feel like, I want to say what Craig said. Do what you want to do, hey? Please do not let people dictate to you. If you want to have 1 million followers and not capitalize on it, it's fine, Joby. It is fine.
So let's unpack that exactly, okay? So right now, we have more freedoms than ever. Oof, that English was so... We have a lot of freedoms, full stop, right now, right? So we can do what we like, when we like, etc., etc., okay? But the amount of peer pressure... Right, that we had 10 years ago versus now. I mean, it's pretty much just, it's quadrupled, if anything. Okay.
Yep.
So, I mean, the amount of pressure that you have to have a certain amount of following, the amount of pressure to have to be influential, etc., etc. How much of an influence do you think that is to the normal person in the street, the normal lesecho on the street? How much pressure is that for a normal lesecho on the street to want to have 100,000 followers, etc., etc.?
In this modern day.
There are some people that are just very private. Trust me. There are some people that are not interested in this entire... I mean, they're okay with having private accounts. And usually, most of the times, it's usually slay chicks, very hot, that are sleeping with other married men or whatever. And they're
scandalous.
Okay. You know, very scandalous. But also, they've come to be okay with... And there are also some husbands who know that they've been doing the most. They prefer... And it's, I've noticed that a lot of married people prefer to keep a low profile. Mm. Us unmarried single hipster are the ones who are doing the most. So there's sort of a demographic like affiliated with that. You have to look at the demographic. Single, married, how old? You know?
I have no pressure of being on social media and being known. I'm fine the way I am with my 5 followers. I'm very content.
That's right.
I don't have. I'm fine being broke. Candice, like, yeah. I'm fine. Like, I have no pressure. I have no aspirations even to have a lot of social media following or clout.
Candice, I also didn't have immediate aspirations, especially on Instagram, to have a high following. I know I wanted a really high following on Twitter, because you know, but on the gram. Yo, when those likes come in, it's kind of nice. And I recently posted a really cool pic, and like the likes flocked. And that feeling.
Don't underdress that picture. That picture was not a really cool picture. That was a bomb ass.
That was
picture.
A sexy like, picture. I was like,
yo.
Thank you so much. Stop.
But yeah, no, I get what you're saying, Candice. Like, to each their own. But for me, it's I use social media for work. And I like seeing those many likes for my work stuff. I know that my work stuff is...
Got you.
But for my personal life, I'm fine.
Typical, I'm going to have more than one girlfriend. Yeah. No. Those are the ones. They want low.
Those are the ones.
They want low social currency. Yeah. They want too much exposure. Because, there's this other one chick that gave an example. He said, you know what? Sometimes you find an eyebrow pencil, and you use it as a slay queen. But then you go out in the community and every chick has the very same eyebrow pencil. Like every girl in the neighborhood is using the very same.
So I'm the eyebrow pencil.
So you understand what I'm saying? Like these kind of guys.
I'm the eyebrow pencil. Is that what you're trying to get to?
Eyebrow. So they can't post. They can't even show. What's
so
shade.
Yeah, you know what? It's the one to stay in this place. Clearly the whole team is back. So listen, I actually wanted to really find out, because now I really need to be schooled, okay? So now, in the world of social media, if you've been living under a rock, okay, there's only two testaments. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament, right? However, in social media, there is Instagram and there is Twitter, okay? I can tell you now, having a large following on Twitter is a double-edged sword, because if you say one wrong thing, that like people are not loyal, okay? But Instagram is a different story, okay? Now, when it comes to monetizing on these two platforms, right? And maybe I want to go around the room and you guys can tell me, what's the difference? I mean, how do you monetize off of Twitter versus monetizing off of Instagram?
So I'll start. Instagram is more visual. So we'll start there with the basics. Visual, whereas Twitter, you actually have to catch me with your words. So the dynamic changes. I must say Instagram is easier as well. As opposed to Twitter. Twitter is very promo, very punt. I'm punting the same thing over and over and over. And we want as many impressions as possible, whereas Instagram is I'll post it once, see it,
no
and
retweets,
then I'll wait for likes.
Nothing.
Yeah, you don't have the option of punting.
I was once talking to a PR guy, and he broke it down to me quite interestingly. He's like, listen, if you have a high following on Instagram, right, it means that people like how you look. So if you have a high Instagram, low Twitter, people like how you look. They don't care what you have to say. Okay. Reverse the other way around. If you have a high Twitter and a low Instagram, it means that people like what you have to say, but they don't really care how you look.
But what about if you have both, like Budang?
If you have both, it means that people care what you say.
And you're striking.
And they
beautiful.
Care how you look.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's how you cash in.
That's how you cash in. I mean, Facebook, I don't know, in South Africa, it's not really a thing. I know in other parts of the world, it's really a thing. But I mean, in South Africa, I don't know. I haven't heard of anyone killing it or slaying it
Facebook.
On those. Yeah.
Actually, you know, if you remember, guys, Instagram is a platform that chows quite a lot of data. So it's not really for everyone. Instagram is not for poor people. I don't mean to say it like that.
No, you're right.
It is like
you're
that.
Right. You
so
need a
people
Wi-Fi
that
hotspot.
Want to.
Yeah.
You need a Wi-Fi. It's not a bad thing to say. It's reality, guys. I wasn't
right,
in
you're right.
Yeah.
So it's only for LSM 8 to 10.
Yes. So Craig,
it's not for everyone. And
so if you're
broke,
Candace is not
it's
for
not,
you.
It's just, and also I realized that, you know, having been on these platforms, Facebook is more visual, so it's a watered down version of Instagram, because any Tom, Dick, and Harry can just be there to fret on you. And it's actually almost Facebook is like a combination of Twitter and Instagram, because they can see the visual and they can still cuck you out.
They can still
do the most, because it's cheap, it's affordable, and it's available to the masses.
And the other thing is that people use it more for business. Like, you'll see a lot of more business promotion on Facebook.
Agreed.
Than on the other two platforms.
Let me school you. Now the two have they've come together. So in other words, Facebook has bought out Instagram. So now everything is intertwined. So there's no escape. You can't escape Facebook.
You see,
anymore,
that's why I have 5 followers.
Yeah, no, it's simpler, chief.
It's simpler.
Just live your best life, Joe, and be happy.
Stay on that.
So listen, we've gone over and over and just digested this a lot. I want to end things off now, but I want you guys to almost give. I don't know. I want you to tell us, what is your 2018 social media philosophy for the year? I think it's quite interesting, right? What's your very personal one? I think I'll start with me. For my social media philosophy, I want to expose people to more. I want to expose people to every single country in Africa. I want to expose people to remote parts of the world where banking is done. You didn't think it was possible. I want to expose people to what's possible to be done where you are with what you have. That's what I want to expose people to. So I'll shut up now. Candace?
I really don't know what to say.
Just say you want to expose
people. You know what I want to do on my page, ne? Is give the people what the people want.
Bafe.
So if it means that I have to show a nipple, shit. I might just have to show a goddamn nipple.
You're the people's champion.
Bah, yeah. Miguel, bah.
And then the I'll hashtag it Urban Culture Drive.
That's yes. right.
To increase our ratings.
Our ratings.
Interesting. I think for me, I've done most of these things. I've done a lot of the philosophical and the nip slip and the half naked and the educational. So I've done the most. I think for me this year, I'm just going to be doing the most just for me.
Kill it, baby.
That's all. That's all. I'm going to
and
be
your
showing
travels. Your travels?
Self-indulged.
Yeah, my travels. It's just going to be self-indulging. I'm no longer going to be doing things philosophically or for business or for economy. It's just going to be for me. I'm just going to be showing you different
sides. Be greed. It's a good thing.
But again, yeah. Online bibliography. What? Biography. Online biography.
Oh, yes. Bio.
Yes, bio. Oh,
that's pa. Job.
For me, Chief.
You and your five followers, what are you going to give them?
Yeah, me, I want to enlighten my... Like, I'm a deep guy. You know, as much as I'm fine, I'm a very spiritual and deeply not religious guys. Don't get it wrong.
No, but you do drop
spiritual.
Bars, hey? Nah,
so
no, it comes through.
I just want to enlighten people, man. To more, like there's a lot of people who are suffering out there, thinking they're inadequate, thinking money rules the world, love is the only thing. You know, like relationships. Ah,
yeah.
I just want people to be more in tune with themselves and do best with what they have.
100%. So, you know what? That's it from the team this week. I think it's a pretty good round of philosophies, to be honest. But for you at home, just hashtag Urban Culture Job, just like Candace said, because I keep getting it wrong. And tell us on Twitter what your philosophy is. And for next week, I mean, our WhatsApp line is finally back up from what I hear from producer Job. So just say this number, 079-748-2090. Don't use it for any show but ours, because our show is the only one
only
that matters.
On Tuesdays.
And please don't say nudes, guys.
Four. Hey, guys, it's not our personal number.
It's not our personal number.
You won't find Candace there, so relax. Please, disclaimer.
So with that being said, until next week. CliffCentral.com.